Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4625. Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
A person that's had a significant influence on me would definitely be my father. He's always been a very strong and positive influence in my life. Obviously, being my dad, that's kind of his role and everything, but more so just, you know, every day proving that to me. He's instilled a good set of values and beliefs that have definitely stuck with me today, kind of made me who I am today.
What do you aspire to be?
When you asked that question, I was kind of like, who do I aspire to be? What do I aspire to be? Basically, my best answer would be a good husband to my wife, a good father to my children, and basically just someone who they can call to look up to for guidance and support.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
I would say that I'm kind-hearted, hard-working, the general term of family man, very family-oriented, and yeah.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? May sound corny, but my wife and my daughters laugh. Their smile, you know, whenever I see that, kind of lights you up and puts a smile on my face.
What type of things make you happy?
Spending time with friends and family. I really enjoy golf. Pretty much any sport or form of competition. Those are a few things that make me happy.
What type of things make you sad?
Things that make me sad. Definitely when looking at my daughter, if she is sick or feeling really down, you know, because she's sick, when she gets that sick, you know, it kind of breaks your heart, and I just wish that I could take her pain away and put it on myself, and you know, so that's definitely the same thing with my wife. You know, when it seems like they don't get sick that often, but when they do, it's kind of sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I come from a very positive, supportive home life growing up. My parents both had a strong set of values and beliefs. I learned that from them growing up, and I hope to transfer that onto my family that I have now.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I would say my work ethic. I've always seemed to just kind of come naturally, outwork most people on the tasks that are put before me. It's proved to be beneficial for me, and I think it's because of a lot of the qualities that my mom and dad instilled in me growing up.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
A couple of things I put down that were strong character, faith in God, and integrity. I believe they make up who you are and kind of form how you act in everyday life.
What qualities do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I put for the quality I like best was, again, my work ethic. The one I like least is, even though I have a good work ethic, sometimes I can procrastinate. My wife would let you know that as well, and she would say that's probably one of the things that I could improve on.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Some of the things they instilled in me, they said always be respectful, be honest. A person with character does go far. Work hard. And a strong integrity will take you far in life. So I've tried to live those throughout my daily life.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
We like to do a lot of things outdoors. Like to stay active. One of the things that we enjoy is we like to take our dog to the park. Throw the ball around for a little bit, and you know, basically just being with each other.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
My most cherished present, and didn't really have too good of one, but I would say my first set of golf clubs. When I was little, I really took to golf at a young age, and so when I got my first set of clubs, it was pretty much all I wanted to do. So I intend to play golf for the rest of my life and have played it throughout my life so far, so that was probably my most cherished present.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Again, golf, but very active growing up, involved in many different sports. I played volleyball with my dad growing up, and played baseball. Again, just anything that was some kind of competition, we were generally involved in it, or I was involved in it.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
Favorite book was The Da Vinci Code. I enjoy action or mystery books, novels. I don't really have a favorite literary character.
What is your favorite word and why?
Favorite word and why? I picked champion. Again, just going with that same theme, I guess, but I do love competition and I like to strive to be the best. So yeah, seeing champion next to my name always makes me feel good.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
Last book I read was The Da Vinci Code, and Robert Langdon, the main character, was my favorite character.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Last movie I saw, my wife and I, we watched Lawless, and yeah, it was a good movie.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch golf, football, baseball, volleyball. Any of them live are better than on TV, as are most sporting events, but those are a few of my favorites.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
My wife and I, we enjoy having friends over, just kind of get everybody over the house for a social gathering, dinner, you know, just hanging out. I like to take my daughter to swim class. We go every Tuesday night, so it's pretty cool. I get to actually be in the pool with her, teaching her with the instructor, so it's fun to watch her learn and grow in that regard.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm not an overly creative person, I guess you could say. My sister definitely got more of the creative gene, I guess, but I tend to express my creativity more in just conversation with people. I enjoy making people laugh. I just like to keep it light, I guess.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
I don't know about resemblance. One thing I've been told in the past is that I sound a lot like Matthew McConaughey. I don't know, I guess, but several people have said that, so I don't know, maybe it's true.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
I put definitely the birth of my daughter changed me. After my daughter was born, I definitely saw myself as more driven. I tend to prioritize things a lot differently, and anybody that has children would probably say the same thing. You definitely, things that may have been important in the past are not as important. And so overall, that's had a very positive influence on my life. I have a baby boy on the way as well. He should be born a little bit later this month, so looking forward to that next journey of my life as well.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I chose Jesus Christ. to hear, you know, to be able to talk to Jesus, interview him, basically just to hear his words and wisdom personally, would be a to me an indescribable event and a true blessing.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I kind of was digging deep, I guess. I don't know, but it early on in school, probably about third or fourth grade, they had this book reading contest, or I think back then it was Book It was the thing. You got stamps or whatever for reading books. Anyways, the contest was basically who could read the most books or something along those lines, and at the end, whoever read the most books got to cut off the principal's tie in front of the whole school in an auditorium thing in a setting. And anyways, so I won that, and I got to cut off the principal's tie, and that feeling was a pretty good feeling, so it had an influence on me, I guess you could say.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
When my wife and I got married, we had kind of a plan over the next several years of how we wanted to do things. Children were involved in that plan. However, we decided to start trying for children a lot earlier than we had originally planned, and we basically said that you can only be so ready to have kids, and, you know, I mean, we could prepare and prepare and prepare, wait another year, whatever, but, you know, ultimately we chose to start trying early, and we were fortunate to, we got pregnant right away, and I there's no doubt in my mind it was the right decision, so.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon or mathematical theory or work of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I put that in calculus, mathematical theory, limits and derivatives. I, for some reason, just couldn't wrap my head around limits and derivatives in calculus in school, and it was a challenge for me. But basically, with calculus, it wasn't as much at that point of calculus. It's not theorem after theorem or formula after formula to figure out an answer. You actually kind of have to get the big picture of a problem, if that makes sense, and then to figure out the solution. So, you know, it presented a lot of challenges for me, but I was able to overcome that by kind of changing the way that I went at each math problem. So,
have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I put, I'm not sure the time frame. It was maybe a couple years ago, but there was a gentleman that came up to our front door, pretty disheveled and everything, and he was saying that he was basically laying a story on me that his car was out of gas and all this stuff, and could I help him out? I think he worked for some towing company, and he said he had towed our car before, and which he had, and I didn't recognize him, but I didn't really remember. Me as a person, I feel that people are good for the most part and honest, and the guy sounded like he was in distress, and he was going to basically, he needed some gas in his car, and he was going to write me a check for the gas, blah, 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 said no problem, there's money there, everything like that, and I trusted him, I had no reason not to, and I generally like to help people if I can. It was like $20 in gas or something like that, not very much, but anyways, turns out the check he had written obviously was not good, and so he basically fed me a line and conned me on that a little bit, but kind of opened up my eyes because I'd never personally experienced that, just made me be a little more watchful of things like that. I still, I I don't really regret doing it because he, you know, if $20 in gas is going to help him out, you know, and it's nothing to me. And so, you know, I don't wish he hadn't gone about it in that way. You know, I'd rather him say, hey, man, I'm having a hard time. Can I have $20 for gas? Sure, here you go. You know, but anyways, kind of opened my eyes a little bit.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I put playing golf at Augusta National Golf Club. Augusta National is where they hold the Masters tournament every year on the PGA Tour. I'd like to be not only playing golf there, but my foursome would include my dad, Tiger Woods, and Fred Couples. So that's what I'd be like to be doing right now.
Where would you like to be the most?
I didn't have a specific spot. I just, I think anywhere with my family, basically, whether it be my immediate family or all of my family, I guess you could say.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My wife or my daughter or soon-to-be son.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life, stay positive, work hard. I know it may be cliche, but don't sweat the small stuff. You know, people get caught up on minute details that really don't have that big of an effect on their daily life. And so that's just a couple of things that I try and keep in mind.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
After college, I didn't have, I guess you could say, my dream job right away. I was trying to figure out my niche, where I wanted to go career-wise with my life. And so I basically was, you know, I had jobs in the golf industry. I thought I wanted to go that route with my career or whatnot, but that turned out to not be where I wanted to go. So it just kind of, I looked back and for, you know, a year or two there, it was just, I kind of see it as treading water, you know, so. And I'm sure a lot of people after college trying to find themselves and find their place, but so that was a tougher time, I guess, but I met my wife, you know, and then we got married, had a family, started our family, and definitely things had a lot more meaning, joy, happiness, and everything like that. So definitely a turn for the better there. Not to say that things were bad in the past, just, you know, I was kind of trying to find my place, I guess.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly. Monopoly was probably my favorite. We always would play Monopoly with siblings or family, and so had a good time with that one.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience is definitely being a father. Having my daughter was a rewarding experience, and to this, you know, to this day, she's only two, obviously, but just having her, you know, when I come into a room or whatnot, she'll run towards me, arms open, laughing. You know, that's a pretty rewarding experience.
Who is your favorite actor?
I struggle with this one. I don't really have a favorite actor, not one that sticks out in my head. I like a lot of different kind of movies, a lot of different actors, acting styles, so it didn't really pinpoint one exactly.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner? Chicken fettuccine alfredo, breadsticks, Caesar salad, and then for dessert, a chocolate lava cake with ice cream on the side.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done, I was probably 12 or 13 when I did it, so it was a little more crazier to me than maybe now, but my sister and I, we did we went on what's it was called the Ozark Mountain Sky Coaster. We were on vacation. It's essentially kind of like a bungee jump, but you're in this. You lay flat. They pull you. I don't know how high in the air at that time seemed forever up in the air. That you drop, and as you drop, the bungee catches, and you essentially swing out over whatever you're looking over. I don't even remember what it was. It was so quick, and you just kind of swing back and forth. And my sister was losing her mind during this trip, and I'm just yelling and screaming and having a blast. So we definitely had two ends of the spectrum on our little tandem bungee jump, I guess.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I take a shower.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Something I wish I could do, and I may try this in the future, don't really have the time for it right now, but play the piano. I alluded earlier that the musical, artistic side of my brain is not that well developed, I guess you could say. But I would like to learn to play the piano. I had a friend that in high school he played the piano and looked pretty cool to be able to do so.
Why did you choose your current line of work?
A friend of mine worked at the company that I currently work at, and he really enjoyed it. Seemed to have a very rewarding experience, and actually he referred me, and so I came on board. I went on, interviewed, and definitely agree with him. You know, I enjoy what I do. It's rewarding, and so yeah.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Most interesting, it is. I mean, it's continually changing. Every day, it seems like a new set of challenges arise that I enjoy tackling, just the variety of tasks at hand. I get to be out and about, which is good. Kind of treat it like running your own business.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be? Why would you choose this career?
I would choose to be a financial advisor or a financial planner. I'm actually in the beginning stages of studying. There's several rounds of testing, certification you have to do to become a financial advisor, and I've just started on that process a little bit, obviously with a young girl at home, and then a soon-to-be newborn baby. Time is definitely an issue on that, but I definitely would like to entertain that as a career possibility.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, I would have two kids, one boy, one girl, which is going to happen here shortly. My wife and I want to travel. We think that's important to kind of give our kids a well-rounded, I guess you could say, view of the world, or you know, not so just so they're not the world around them immediately is not how everything is. So we definitely would like to travel a lot, take an annual big trip, and then maybe throughout the year a couple of trips across the country to different places. Work, again, I see myself as a financial advisor or a financial planner. 10 years from now, I would hope to have my own branch at that point with employees under me, and going from there.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I put a couple of things here. I went with, I thought back to my wife and I's honeymoon, and this would obviously be a very romantic evening, but it's over the top. You probably wouldn't do this every night. We honeymooned in Jamaica, so a romantic evening there would be flowers, romantic candlelit dinner at sunset, at the end of a pier, basically over the water, and then afterwards, going for a walk on the beach there. Now that sounds kind of cliche, but basically real day, everyday life. Again, just a nice dinner to where you and your wife can conversate with one another, maybe go for some ice cream or gelato afterwards, just, you know, to really get some quiet time to talk, you know, and just be with each other, enjoy each other's company.
What do you love most about your wife?
The thing I love most about her is how good of a mother she is. And, you know, people can say, yes, my wife is a great mother to our children, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. She seems to go above and beyond, whether it be researching something prior to our daughter being here, or, you know, she's very good in all aspects of raising our daughter and with our son, who isn't born just yet, but, you know, things like taking care of her body, eating the right things, doing the right things while carrying our child, and then afterwards continuing that, you know, good eating habits. We have a set schedule that we try and stick to as far as naps and eating and just in general. So it's really proved beneficial. Our daughter is, we couldn't have asked for a better daughter, and hopefully the same goes on with our son. So that is definitely, and that attracts me to her even more, you know, seeing her, how good of a mother she is. So
why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, along with my wife and I, my wife has donated eggs in the past for a similar reason, obviously. But we both feel very strongly about the importance of having a family and to be able to give that gift to other people who may not be able to, you know, have that opportunity. That, to me, that's one of the greatest things I could do in my life, you know, along with having children of my own. So yeah, it's just, it's very important to me, very important to my wife as well. So
is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would say overall, just you know, try and, it may sound cliche, but live life to the fullest. You know, be kind to those around you. You know, it seems like today's society, there's a little bit, overall it seems like we kind of go away from that, but there's something to be said for showing respect to others, and you know, it is true, you get back what you send out. You know, you treat others how you would like to be treated, and it does come back to you. If anything else, it just, you know, you can feel better about yourself. You don't have to go through life with a chip on your shoulder, I guess you could say. You know, no matter how bad things may be, there's somebody else that has a worse scenario than you do. So, but yeah, just try and keep a positive attitude with everything in life, and work hard, and things generally hopefully can work out for you.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4625.